Let me ask you, however, about the problems that you face as a Chinese hero in an American series. Have people come up in the industry and said, well, we don't know how the audience are going to take a non-American?
Well, such question has been raised. In fact, it is being discussed, and that is why The Warrior is probably not going to be on.
I see.
You see, because unfortunately, such thing does exist in this world, you see, like, I don't know, certain part of the country, right? Where, like, they think that business-wise, it's a risk. And I don't blame them. I mean, in the same way, it's like in Hong Kong, if a foreigner come and became a star, if I were the man with the money, I probably would have my own worry of whether or not the acceptance would be there. But that's all right, because if you honestly express yourself, it doesn't matter, see? Because
are you, how about the other side of the coin? Is it possible that you are, I mean, you're fairly hip and fairly Americanized. Are you too Western for Oriental audiences, do you think?
Oh, man, like, how? I have been criticized for that.
You have, eh?
Oh, yes, definitely. So. Well, let me say this. When I do the Chinese film, I'll try my best not to be as American as I, you know, have been adjusted to for the last 12 years in the States. But when I go back to the States, it seems to be the other way around. You know what I mean?
You're too exotic, eh?
Yeah, man. I mean, they're trying to get me to do too many things that are really for the sake of being exotic. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Oh, sure.
So it's really, I mean, it's
when you live in both worlds, it brings its problems as well as its advantages, and you've got both. Time to go to a commercial. I'll be back in a moment with Bruce Lee. Let me ask you whether the change in attitude on the part of the Nixon administration towards China has helped your chances of starring in an American TV series.
Well, first of all, this happened before that.
Yeah.
But I do think that things of Chinese will be quite interesting for the next few years. I mean, not that I'm politically, you know, inclining toward anything. You know,
no, I understand that. I just wondering.
But I mean, once the opening of China, you know, I mean, that it will bring more understanding.
Yeah.
More things that are, hey, like, different, you know? And maybe in the contrast of comparison, some new thing might grow. So therefore, I mean, it's a very rich period to be in. I mean, like, if I were born, let's say, 40 years ago.
Yeah.
If I have a thought in my mind, I said, boy, I'm going to star in a movie or star in a television series in America. Well, that might be a vague dream, but I think right now, maybe. Man.
You still think of yourself Chinese, or do you ever think of yourself as North American?
You know what I want to think of myself? As a human being. Because, I mean, I don't want to sound like, you know, as Confucius say, but under the sky, under the heaven, man, there is but one family. It just so happened, man, that people are different.
Okay, we got to go. Thank you, Bruce Lee, for coming here.
Thank you
for watching.
Thank you.
You've been watching Bruce Lee on The Pierre Burton Show, a half-hour program of conversation, opinion, and debate. This is Bernard Cowan speaking.